Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Kappa Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24-7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
This is Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. Here's your host, Daniel West.
Thank you. Welcome to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel West. Coming up tonight, our game between the toast and the bagels. But before we get you out to Bagman and Dave, let's get you caught up with the sports update. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org. And now for the sports report. The Chickens defeated the Colonels in an upset win earlier today by a score of 3-0. In other action, the Mountains defeated the Valleys 18-4, and last night, the Caucuses defeated the Primaries 1-0. Game 2 of that series is scheduled to be played in New Hampshire next week. Now out to your game between the Toast and the Bagels. Alongside Dave Rogers, here's Bagman.
And thank you. Greetings, humans, and whether you're listening to us from building C-107 on the campus of Pasadena City College or in a pineapple under the sea, we welcome you to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I am Bagman, and alongside me is Dave Rogers. And Dave, hold on a minute, Dave. Have you signed a licensing agreement?
Uh-oh.
I'll be back.
My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bagman, joined alongside a chair until Dave Rogers gets back with his paperwork. He can't go on the air unless he signs a licensing agreement, so we're here. But let me introduce you to the beautiful Toaster Center in Ames, Iowa, and the whole Wheat League. And tonight's game between the Bagels and the Toast. The Toast come in with a... Yeah, you can come in.
Sorry about that.
No problem. Just put on your headphones and get going. Tonight's game between the Toast and the Bagels. The Bagels come in here, losers of 4 in a row against the Toast, who have won 5 straight.
So you could say the Bagels just have a giant donut for zero?
I appreciate your attempted humor, Dave. It's very funny.
You're not laughing.
Because it wasn't funny.
So you lied to my face?
I wasn't looking at you. The first batter in this game is Jay Annotation for the Bagels, who lead things off here. They are the home team.
Wait, how are they leading it off?
Excuse me. They're the road team, wearing the bagel-colored shorts with the cream cheese-colored pants, as they will be batting here in the top of the first inning. And the first pitch to the right-hander Jay Annotation is taken for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So he's in here. Jay Annotation is from Houston, Texas.
That's it? That's all you got on him?
Yes, that's it. He's from Houston, Texas. Here's the 0-1. He fouls it back, 0-2. So he's from Houston, Texas. His family grew up in Northern Ireland, and they moved to Texas.
What inspired that?
I don't know.
Wait, you're going to tell the story. You have no idea who he is.
I know his name's Jay Annotation.
What he does.
He's a baseball player.
Yeah, but why'd they move from Ireland to North Texas?
I don't know.
Wait, you got all that, but you didn't ask him, you know what, why did you move to another state?
Dave, Ireland's a separate country.
Oh, why didn't you ask him that either?
Here is the 0-2 pitch, and it's taken for a ball. So the count is 2-1. So he's from Texas.
Well, you just stop repeating the same thing. Like, he's from Texas. His family moved from Ireland, blah, blah, blah.
Dave.
Sorry.
Are you a little bitter because you missed the opening with your thing?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, fine, fine. And here's the 2-1, or the 1-2 pitch, and it is a base hit in the left field. That's going to go all the way to the wall. Running around first and on his way to second is Jay Annotation, and he has himself a double.
How about that? Good job, man. Good job.
Dave, stop clapping. You're not supposed to cheer for either team.
I'm not?
Yes, take the jersey off also.
Whoops.
Dave, come on. This is live baseball radio. Sitting there wearing a jersey clapping.
Should I take off the foam finger too?
Yes, you should take it. Just take off any garments that associate yourself with one of the two teams.
What if it's like a half bagel jersey and a half toast jersey?
Dave, just... We're supposed to be unbiased here, and you're sitting there wearing the team colors and a foam finger. The batter now is Mike Rogers.
He's my brother.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing all this bagel gear.
Dave, still, even if he is your brother, you can't be cheering for him.
Wow, just so cold-hearted, Bagman. Absolutely cold-blooded. Can't cheer for my own family.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay, all right, I did.
Lying.
Hey. So the batter is Mike Rogers. He's related to Dave Rogers, in case you didn't notice, with the foam finger and the hat and the sign.
What?
Just take all that stuff out, please, will you? The batter...
All right, we get it. The batter is my brother, all right?
Oh.
Stop looking at me like that.
And the first pitch to him is fouled back, and the count is 0-1. We apologize, ladies and gentlemen. All these crowds all across North America and the world, they are the most apathetic audiences we've ever seen. They haven't cheered for anything. They brought out the president, and they were still like, blah, blah, blah. So we apologize, ladies and gentlemen. Just ignore them if you can, because they apparently ignore everything. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it's taken for a ball.
Yeah, he's a good guy. My brother's a good guy.
You have any stories about him?
No.
No? This is why we brought you in, for antidotes.
Well, he's older than I am.
And?
And he was born first.
Forget it. Absolutely forget it. All right, here is the 1-1 pitch.
It's fouled back. 1-2. So 1-2 the count to Mike Rogers, the right-hander.
I think he's a left-hander. He's batting from the left side. Can't you see?
Excuse me, the left-hander. And it is strike 3, so he's out.
He's out. So how many outs is that?
There's one out, because there's a man at second base, and we've had two batters.
Okay, seems fair. Seems legit. You know, I had a thought.
Wait a minute.
The batter now is Percy Canvas. Percy Canvas, the right-hander, batting from the right side. He hits, actually, he's ambidextrous.
He is. Why is he batting from the right side? Can he do both?
Not at the same time.
You sure about that?
Yes, he can't be ambidextrous.
He can't be ambidextrous at once. That's an oxymoron.
No, it's not. The first pitch to him is taken for a strike, and the count is 0-1.
No, you have one hand you use for some things, and the other hand you do for others.
Right. So why is he using his right hand?
Because he's ambidextrous. Don't you know what that means?
That means you use both hands.
No, it means you can use either hand.
So why can't he do both at once?
Because you can't stand in the middle of the batter, the plate, and say, I'm going to use both hands to hit this baseball.
Then why doesn't he hold the bat with one hand?
I'm not talking about how he holds the bat. I'm talking...
Don't raise your voice at me. Not my father.
Dave.
Here is the 0-1 pitch, and a fly ball into right field, and making the catch over there is the right fielder Nestler Pugmire, and there is one down.
No, two down, because my brother struck out.
Right, your brother struck out. Did he?
Yeah, he got out either way. I don't know.
He did. Okay, so there are two outs now, and the batter is Percy Canvas. Percy Canvas, the batter. He's batting 300.
Like the movie?
No, he's... 30% of the time he's on base.
Oh. Like the dude in the movie?
No, there was no one batting in the movie.
What was he using the sword for then?
For slicing bread.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I have to watch it again. I thought it was something else.
Here's the first pitch, and it's taken for a ball. So ball one to the batter, Percy Canvas, who's batting 300, which is very good, actually.
But he's not watching 300.
No, he's not watching 300, he's batting 300, which means he's getting on base 30% of the time.
Okay, now I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Why do we run the bases backwards?
Backwards?
Yeah, counterclockwise.
I don't know. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it is fouled back, so the count is 1-1.
Like, is it a metaphor for our rebellion against society and the norms?
I'm sorry, what?
We're running counterclockwise against the grain of society.
Dave.
Yes?
No.
Well, then why do we run it backwards?
We're not running it backwards. We're running it the proper way.
But the proper way is against the flow of humanity.
What are you talking about?
It's backwards.
What? That makes no sense. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled back, and it's 1-2.
Think about it. Which way does the clock go?
clockwise.
All right, smarty pants. Wow. Let's give him a medal here. It goes clockwise.
Dave, please.
But think about it. Which way? NASCAR, which way do they go? Counterclockwise. Baseball, which way do they go? Counterclockwise. Rebellious clocks, which way do they go? Counterclockwise.
That's a ridiculous argument.
No, it's not. It's rebellion. We're all thumbing our nose at society from which we came.
Dave, you are not a theologian. You are not a professor. What are you talking about?
I'm just saying it's possible that it's a rebellious society.
And your point is, what does it have to do with the game? We got a runner on at second base. We have a 2-1 count.
No, it's 1-2.
It's 1-2, excuse me. And another pitch is fouled off while we were talking about that. And the next pitch is in for a ball, so that would make it 2-2.
That'll be 3-2.
Dave, first pitch was a ball. Second pitch was a strike. Next pitch after that was a strike. Now it's a ball. It's 2-2.
Fair point.
Are you done theorizing about society and the means that baseball communicates rebellious messages?
You said my point better than I did.
No, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous argument, and I don't know why you're talking about it now.
Because I thought it was... It's just a thought. It's a hypothetical world. We're living in a hypothetical universe.
What? What in the world are you talking about?
I'm just saying, it's all hypothetical. It's all an illusion of the mind.
Dave, snap out of it. Whatever you're talking about.
Wait, what was I talking about?
You were getting very weird. The 2-2 pitch. Fly ball into left field. Coming over as the left fielder to make the catch, that would be Barry Scone. And there are two outs.
That's it. That's all I got. He caught the ball.
Thank you, Dave. That's at this point, after your big speech, that's all we need.
The batter now is Jim Pug.
Dave.
You think it's a dog name?
And?
Just saying, I've never heard anyone with the name Pug.
Except Pugmire, the batter?
Oh.
I mean, the fielder?
Oh, his name was Pugmire, you're right.
Dave, you don't have to laugh at both of them. You have to be respectful here. We can't start laughing at people.
All right, fine.
The pitch to, who is this, Pug? I don't even know who it is. It's a ground ball to the first baseman. He'll run it to the back himself, and that's it. So at the end of half an inning, there is no score between the Bagels and the Toast. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone here on the Lance Radio Network. And now let's go back to the studios and Daniel West. Daniel?
Thank you, Bagman. I'm Daniel West, back here in the Baseball in Whatever Time Zone studios. And at the end of half an inning, it's all tied at 0-0 between the Bagels and the Toast. We'll get you back out to the return of the game in a moment. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, live on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
The Career Center is not just a place, but a team of caring people. Our mission is to assist you in finding the work that you love and were meant to do. From finding a part-time job in order to support yourself while you're in school, to finding an internship, or finding the major or career that is just right for you. We are here to help you clarify your dream, plan the steps, and learn the skills that will make it come true. For more information, check us out on the web at www.pasadena.edu. Then select Student Services, then Career, and Jobs. Or visit us in the L103 building. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. We have a lot of resources to guide you on your journey, as well as many job opportunities. Stop by anytime. You're always welcome.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
We're back. This is Baseball in Whatever Time Zone.
You okay there, man? Welcome back to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel West. Before we get you back out to Bagman and Dave, here's a quick score update. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. So quick score update. The Fellowship has jumped up to a quick 2-0 lead over the Yorks. That game is in the top of the first. Now back out to the stadium and the bottom of the ninth inning, or excuse me, top of the ninth inning, alongside Dave Rogers, here's Bagman.
Thank you very much, Daniel. We welcome you back inside. The Bagels have a 3-2 lead over the Toast as we move to the top of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Toast to equalize or take the lead and force a bottom of the ninth inning. I am Bagman alongside Dave Rogers. Dave, what have you seen in this game so far?
Three runs scored by the Bagels.
All right. You don't need to be funny.
No, I'm serious. That's what I've seen. I've seen grass, and I've seen dirt, and people sliding, and people hitting the ball.
All right, okay. Yes, you've seen that. I didn't mean a literal definition, but if you insist.
And I've seen fire, and I've seen rain.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
So the first batter will be Barry Scone, who we were mentioning earlier. Did we mention him earlier? I can't remember.
I don't know.
We moved to the bottom of the, or the top of the ninth inning.
You don't know what inning it is. You were messing up. Daniel messed it up. Like, you don't know. It's the top of the ninth inning. Why is that so hard?
I don't know. So the batter is Barry Scone, and Scone takes the first pitch. Or no, he doesn't. He fouls it back, and the count is 0-1. So Barry Scone today with a home run and an RBI. He's the only offense for the Toast to lead it or down by a score of 2-0 or 3-2.
Bagman, come on. It's 3-2. It's right here on this paper in front of you. 2-0.
Well, it would be 2-0 if he was the only one who scored.
That's a lame excuse, Bagman. A lame, lame excuse.
And the 0-1 pitch is in for a strike, and the count is 0-2. So he's in trouble.
Wait, 0-2?
0-2. It's not someone's name.
Oh, just checking. I don't know. Do you like tacos?
What? Here's the pitch, and it's strike three, and out is Barry Scone. What were you saying?
Do you like tacos?
What does this have to do with anything?
I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Dave.
I'm just trying to add something to the broadcast.
You can't add random stuff like, do you like tacos?
All right, would you rather have hands for feet or feet for hands?
Please, we are not going down this road. We are not going down this road.
What about two truths and a lie?
Dave.
Sorry.
So the batter now is Ghost and Peppers, and he takes the first pitch for a strike, and the count is 0-1.
There's not a lot of swinging. They really don't swing, except when they do swing. It sounded a lot better in my head when I said it, when I actually came out, that it didn't sound that good.
No. The 0-1 is a ball.
Well, that was specific.
A ball low. Taken low for a ball.
Okay. You're just like, strike, ball, hit, base hit, runner.
Well.
Was this the Caveman League?
No. Hey. Dave.
I'm sorry, it's been a long day. I missed my license thing, my licensing agreement.
Your licensing agreement?
My likeness agreement. Or do I need a license too?
I don't know. You should probably check that out.
All right, I will after the game. They have to take me off the air with their little cane and pull me off.
No, they're not going to pull you off the air.
And the 2-0 pitch, or the 0-2 pitch. What is the count? Does anyone know what the count is? It's 0-2. Thank you. It's not what I have here, but I'm going to go with it. Maybe the umpire fell asleep also. Anyway, it's 0-2. 0-2 the count, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and the count is 1-2.
Wait, what? What just happened?
I think it was a ball.
You called it a strike.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh. Glad you're paying attention.
I'm sorry. Occasionally I get amnesia, and I can't remember what's going on.
So do I. So we apologize if we completely forget what we're talking about. Or we bring up tacos.
I'm just hungry, that's all.
You don't have to bring it up in the middle of a show. Hey, do you like tacos? What is that?
You like hamburgers? What's your...
Dave, please. Please. Can we try? Can we try to be professional?
Yeah, I'm trying right now. That's what I'm doing. I'm just making stuff up.
That's not... Boy. Boy, 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 boy.
Girl.
Dave, you know what I'm... Oh, boy, it's a figure of speech.
I know, I'm just messing with you.
So what's the count?
2-1 or 2-2?
It's 2-2 because now we've just talked through someone else. So there's one out,
I think. Is this the first batter?
No, it's the second batter.
Okay. I'm trusting you on this one, Dave.
Yeah, it's the second batter because there's one out.
Okay. If not, the umpire's made a mistake, too.
Yeah, because the umpire's falling asleep also. He really is. Like, look at his head drooping. He is tired. Wow. He's asleep. Quick, do you have a marker?
Dave, you're not writing anything on his head. What kind of schoolboy humor is this?
I don't know. Just, it'll be funny.
It would not be funny. The 2-2 pitch is a fly ball into center field. Coming over and making the catch is Mike Hoos in the outfield to make it, and there are two outs. Now, the outfield for the Bagels is as follows. Moose Goose, Mike Hoos, and Jim Papoose.
And waiting on deck is Dr. Seuss.
Thank you. Thank you. Up now for the toast, their leadoff hitter. No, this is their final hitter. It's a symbol.
Like the Avengers thing?
No, like a symbol.
Like the drum?
No, he is a symbol.
A symbol?
No, a symbol, as in his name is a symbol.
I'm still confused.
Look at this.
Oh, it's actually a symbol.
A symbol.
Right. I get it.
Okay, and the first pitch to a symbol.
Wait, his name is a symbol?
It's a symbol, as in like a hashtag or a...
A hashtag? It's called a pound sign, millennial.
Excuse me. Like a pound sign.
Right, or a hashtag.
Or a hashtag. Oh, see, you're sitting there like you're an old person, and you're sitting there. It's a hashtag.
It is a hashtag.
It is a hashtag. It was a pound sign.
Okay, and...
The point is, his name is a symbol. As we have a meeting at the mound, that's why we can expunge or...
Expunge, like crimes?
No, like expound upon our subject.
You said expunged.
I know, I messed up.
Expunged, hee. Sorry.
Here's the pitch. Taken for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So his name is... I don't know how to pronounce it because his name... is a symbol, not a symbol, and not a symbol.
But you said it twice as a symbol.
Just look at the paper. His name isn't words, it's a symbol.
That's a word.
I am so done with you. Here is the 0-1 pitch, and it is taken for a ball, and the count moves to 1-1. To the batter, whose name we will not say.
He who shall not be named. That's his name.
Yes, that's it. He who shall... No, it's not.
But we don't know what it is, so we're just going to call him that guy. The next pitch to that guy is fouled off, so the count moves to 1-2.
Yep, that's what it is. I'm out of stuff, man. I'm so out of stuff. You heard of the Sundance Film Festival?
Dave.
I know it's random, but they have some really good movies there.
Okay, and?
I just wanted to bring that up. I went there.
You got into Sundance?
Yeah.
How?
I faked an ID badge.
Dave!
Well, I mean, they were just laying there.
Okay. Here is the pitch, and it is a fly ball into center field. Coming over to make the catch is the center fielder, and that's it.
Oh, there we go.
No, that's the end of the game, Dave.
Is it?
Yes, that's the end of the game.
Wow, that was fun. Glad the crowd's into it.
Dave, if they want to just mill about and eat hot dogs, that's their prerogative.
Wait, are they going to challenge that? Are they going to say he dropped that?
I think they are.
Well, let's see the replay here. He did drop that.
Yeah, this is going to get overturned, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to still be here. So remember, what are we in? We're in the bottom of the third.
Bottom of the third? Have you been asleep the whole time? Top of the ninth inning, man. Wake up. 3-2. Bagels lead the toast.
No, the toast lead the bagels.
What? Who's leading this game?
I don't know. Thought you were keeping track of that.
Who's the home team?
The toast.
They should be leading. We're in the top of the inning.
Well, whoever's leading this game is almost about to win.
All right.
The umpires have come out from under the headset, and they have said he dropped it.
Who's he?
Moose Goose.
I thought it was Mike Hoos.
Maybe it's Mike Hoos.
Or it could be Moose Hoos.
No, it's not Moose Hoos. It's Mike Hoos.
Okay, I believe you. Sure it's not Dr. Seuss?
I know it's not Dr. Seuss. So we're gonna so is that a hit?
That's a hit then, because he dropped it.
Right, he. Who's he?
One of those Oos fellows.
Okay, one of the Oos fellows dropped it. So that means that their leadoff hitter, Jimmy McIntosh, is gonna come up here. And the first pitch to Jimmy is in there for a strike, and the count is 0-1. So it is 3-2. Someone's leading. We're really not sure who's leading anymore. We lost the count there. We lost whoever's leading.
Yeah, I think the Toast are winning.
I think so. This will be disputed in the record books for years to come. And the next pitch to McIntosh is a ground ball to the pitcher. He's going to throw to first, and that's going to end the game officially. So that'll do it.
Congratulations.
To whoever won. We don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember. I think it's the Toast or the Bagels. I'm not sure. One of those two is one. There's a 50% chance I'm going to be right. I'm going to congratulate the Bagels.
Sounds good, Dave. So that'll end the ball game. The final score, 3-2. We're not sure who won because we all kind of blacked out when they were talking about the scoreboard.
And the scoreboard just went off.
And the scoreboard just went off, so we'll never know. That's terribly sad.
That really is. It's wildly depressing.
Dave, did you enjoy the game?
I did enjoy the game. I also enjoyed the regular food that wasn't game.
I'm not talking about hunting game. I'm talking about the baseball game.
That was cool, too. I guess it was. It was okay.
Okay. My apologies. Daniel, thank you for being with us. Let's send it back to you in the studio.
Thank you, Bagman. So that will do it. Congratulations to whoever won. I'm not sure between the toast and the bagels. Our technical operator for baseball in whatever time zone is Jennifer Vigil. And today's episode was co-written by Lana West. Coming up at 2 o'clock on Lancer Radio Network, it's New Jazz City with Gus Yeakley. For Dave Rogers and Bagman, I'm Daniel West. Thanks so much for listening. This has been Baseball in Whatever Time Zone on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.